Welcome to Marooned at Magabytes Headquarters, day 88. Hello! Jonathan's cooking dinner. Do we get to see what it is, Jonathan? Mike surpassed himself with lamb tonight. Hello, Kim! Get you out of here. Where are you? Oh, no! We've got the most fabulous weather. Well, you see, it's fabulous to me. It's raining. Cats and dogs. Fabulous. Lovely and cool. Place looks like, as I've said in the mail, a whirlwind has been through it, but it's all coming together. She tried to convince herself. Is anybody else like me? Tell me you are. Where you buy things to be organised and use like two of them, and then you're looking for the other 98 of them. You can't find them. Which usually means I head off and buy more. This time, it's labels. Cardboard, well, very flimsy labels that you would tie on with a piece of string. That's what I'm after. And I know I bought some. In fact, I went to search Amazon and the first one that came up was the one that I bought. Can I find the others? No. Hello, Deb. CQ, CQ. So what is everybody doing? I'm assuming Jonathan has delivered both of his presentations and sung happy birthday copious times to Nanny Isaacs. Do tell me that that was what happened, Jonathan. Because in my head, that happened. Oh, and did the flowers arrive and did she like them? Were they the right colour and the right brand? Because everything's got to be just so, as you well know. Mike's delivering a training course. He'll be with us shortly. Just wondering what he's actually delivering. Let's have a look. I mean, obviously Excel, but which bit of it? Building a reporting tool with pivot tables. There you go. Sounds fascinating, doesn't it? But then I'm not an Excel geek. I'm sure to Mike that is infinitely fascinating. And me, what have I been up to? I would say playing around, but not really playing around. You did your presentations, doesn't behave the same as Zoom. Now, when you say it doesn't behave the same as Zoom, did you have all the right ticks in the right boxes? Because Zoom has these huge range of options in your online account. Do you just not have those? Or there's plan B, like you said, which is log in twice. That's actually a good plan anyway, particularly if it's on a phone. Because if your main internet connection goes, you're still actually there to say, I've not gone. The internet's gone. So half the windows appear on top of the presenter's notes, the other half don't. The half you wanted, the participants in the chat didn't. Oh, no. Can you actually, when you say dial in, can't you just connect twice? Now, that itself can actually be disabled. So it's going to depend on who owns the account and what they've set up. Doesn't offer all of those. Fabulous. Oh, do let us read the email. Will it leave scorch marks? They're my favourite kind of email. I would love to see that. It's most unfortunate. Mike and I were only saying about 2 days ago that Zoom really is amazing. Before lockdown, Zoom was just one of the many tools we used. We've got GoToMeeting, WebEx, GoToWebinar, you name it, Connect. And Zoom was just one of them. But because everybody started using it and everybody had such different requirements, we started having to deep dive Zoom, and it is pretty amazing. I know it's got a reputation on the Mac, you know, don't bother security, etc. But it's no worse than the rest. But the depth of options that you have is actually quite stunning. If you were using something like GoToMeeting, there's no way you'd be able to secure it in the way to protect. Like we have the church doing it with little church. So basically, it's like the children's mass. And you've got the children in there. You dare not have that Zoom bombed by anything. And you can disable screen sharing and enable all kinds of security on it. But obviously, if it doesn't work with your white label version, not good. Not good. The 30-minute call is sends you me being on microphone explaining how to use their products. Yes, I've got one of those when I rang Apple. God, it must have been about 5-6 years ago. And they put me on hold and they had the worst hold music. It was like some kind of, which is like death metal or something. It was absolutely deafening. And I was recording it and I told them that I was recording it. They obviously didn't take any notice. So I've got this and it's me screaming, trying to get heard. Not great. But yeah, I definitely kept hold of that one, I can assure you. Jonathan, has it not been a good day? Has it been stressful? I have a lot of days like that. This afternoon started like that. What on earth could happen that would set my teeth on edge within 2 seconds of speaking to him? And it wasn't Mike. There you go. Who could possibly ring me? Now, we know not many people have my phone number, but this person rang me and stress started the second he opened his mouth. There's very few men can do that, but he's one of them. Yes, the priest. To inform me. Exactly, Kim. Bang on. This time, the email's been hacked. And I'm sat there and I'm like, no, it hasn't. Because I set it up and I set it up with a really secure password. The only person likely to change the password is the parish secretary. And she has been apprised if she does change the password to make sure that it's something complicated. So he said the email's been hacked. And I'm like, breathe. I said, I don't think so. Oh, it has. And I thought, you know, do I try and preach scripture to you? Anyway, the saga was somebody had received an email from him. I thought, OK, so far. And it was like a scam thing asking for money. So I'm like, OK. I said, and is this mail in your sent items? He says, yes. He then said, everybody's had it. I thought, I haven't. So I said, just as I said, I haven't. He said, you'll have had it. I said, no, I haven't. Well, you should have. I thought, no. I said, well, I'll check my spam, but I did. Nothing there. I thought, okay. He's deluded. But, you know, he will not have it, that they've not been hacked. So when he told me the email address that this hack had come from, it wasn't even his email address. It was a made up one. So fair enough. It said Father Ned Wall. Okay, that's his name. @gmail.com. I said, but that's not your email address. That totally passed him by. Because somebody had sent it on to him, would not have that it was not. Yeah. So ensued fun. No, they've not been hacked. Short version, not hacked. So then I had to get onto the parish secretary and we had to sort it all out. So I said, I don't think you've been hacked. She said, I don't think we've been hacked. But it's gone. What had happened was it had gone to, I think it had only gone to one person, who then forwarded it on both to the church account and basically everybody else that she knew at the church. And I thought, people don't have to hack and send a million emails. They only have to send one to somebody inexperienced enough and idiotic enough to forward it on to another 500 people, which is exactly what happened. So I thought, calm. I'm sitting here going, Not hacked. No. Not hacked. Well, that was good news. He wasn't hacked. But on the other hand, might as well have been, on account of the fact that he was telling everybody he had been. I saw your post about launching one ad in today, Jonathan. Haven't read the blog post yet. Both shows live in the store. There's only one there. Now, that does sound like Apple. Six people later, it's with engineering. That probably is their definition of premium support, Jonathan, sadly. Hello, Paul. How are you doing? What have you been up to today? We have rain here. I'm happy. Very, very happy. Lola, not quite so happy. Had to go out in the rain. She's now giving Mike the stink eye for dragging her out. What's this I read about your PM now allowing sex between people that don't live together? Yeah, that's Boris. In fact, I think he encourages it. You are allowed to create a family bubble, which is basically you can have an overnighter. But as I understand it, it's single people like Jonathan. Don't you live on your own, Jonathan? There you go. You can now be part of a bubble. But I think it's with family, isn't it? Or is it just random? Is it random now? You can stay over one night. Lunch with your parents and stopped in at the new house. We're all excited about the new house, Paul. Now I've seen the decor with your samples. They're all beautiful, earthy and rich colours. I'm loving those. Can't wait to see it finished. More demanding than you now. I hope it's coming along. When's your weather good and when is it bad? Are you heading into somewhere where it's going to be glorious? She said, looking out of the window. It honestly looks like November here today. The sun came up quite early. It was only about 3:30. I know this because I was up. By the time I toddled to bed at 4:45, it was virtually broad daylight. And I thought, this has got to stop this time of the morning. Summer's going to be good weather. Yeah, I don't think ours is particularly. I think we've had our summer. Last year, it was blazing hot in February. This year, Easter was pretty decent and May wasn't bad, but probably about 10 days in May were pretty glorious. I'm hoping it stays like this now till September. Don't mind it a little bit warmer than average in September, but not a heat wave in July and August if it's all the same with everybody else. No idea what will actually happen, though, having said that. But today is rather nice. It's still got that kind of oppressive, muggy warmness to it, though. But it is raining, so glorious, glorious. Delivered the wood for the frame today. Wow. It's getting real. It's getting real. I'm still got my eye on that basement. I definitely think that basement. Or another area, I tell you, that I looked at and thought, that's got potential. At the front of one of the floor plans that you did, there's a 3-bay garage. Well, our friends live on the side of a hill. It was a new build probably almost 30 years ago now, and they moved in. And towards the end of it, as you go through the estate, it kind of goes uphill gradually. But when you get to their end, which is like the shape of a bulb, a cul-de-sac end, their house is very much on a hill. So you climb the stairs to get to the ground floor. And then there's a first floor on top of that. But their garage is down at the foot of the stairs. And it looks like a garage from the outside. So it's got a door on it that, what are they called? Like a flip thing. It just flips up. And we assumed, you know, it was a double garage. Fair enough. Apart from one day we went round there, and I knew they had a home office, but the house is quite big to start with. So I just assumed the home office. Oh, they extended it as well. So it's a decent enough sized house to start with. They put this extension on it. Then they put a conservatory on the back. So it's quite big, believe me. I knew they had a home office, just assumed it was upstairs or something. We went and the garage door was open. And instead of there being two cars inside it, or in fact, instead of there being any cars inside it, the door was open, so it'd been like lifted up and flipped over at the top. And what was facing you was a wall with a window in it inside the garage. And I'm looking at it thinking, hello, never seen anything like that before in my entire life. And what they'd done was they'd converted the garage into an office, but they couldn't get planning permission for it to be to have a window on the outside, basically. Now, I don't know why, because it didn't overlook anybody. But they couldn't. So they then put in these plans where the window and the wall was on the inside behind the garage door. And that got approved. And I'm sat looking at it thinking, what on earth? Never seen anything like it. But it did mean they obviously can't put the cars in there. And I think they do have two cars. But they've got this fabulous space. And then I saw your floor plan and thought, can't the cars live outside? Anything that gives you more space. I saw where you'd put your office, and I'm looking at the laundry next door and thinking, oh, but there's a washer and a dryer. I hope they're not turned on. There you go. Hope they're not turned on. That's why ours go outside. I don't know why they make such noise in the house, but they really do seem to make a lot of noise for us. I'm going to this friend's thing on the maps and seeing if by some miracle, when Google did their look at it, the garage was open. Let's have a look. Oh, my word, I think it is. It's not the best view. But yes, you can see it. So it's slightly recessed. And obviously there's two cars in front of it as well. And there's also a bike in there. I think it's back from the front by about maybe half a yard, something like that. Let me see if I can get closer. You're taking me further away. Don't take me further away. Right, I'll go back down the road and I'll head back up the road again and try and get as close as I can. No, that's as close as I can get. I'll copy that link. But... aha! Got it. Right, I've got it. It's a hideously long link. I will attempt to shorten it. But you can actually see that they've built the office inside this double garage, which if we had a double garage, I would do that in a heartbeat. I don't know why you would need planning permission. Maybe they didn't. But they couldn't put the window on the outside anyway. Which is fabulous. Oh, five cars. That's not good. You need every bit of space you can. Right. Does that link work for you? Can you see it? Let's try it in a different browser here. I've been stressed with browsers today, I can tell you. Not to mention the 11 hard drives sat on my desk. Yep, you can see it. So those steps there lead you up to the house. So the house actually doesn't start. It's quite strange they don't have a basement, isn't it? But they don't. So the house starts sort of on a line with the roof where the garage bit is. Excellent. Good. You've seen it. Those two cars look like twins as well. But yeah, that's their office. So there's a door at the front of it. There's a personnel door at the back of it. I don't think it... Is it linked to the house? I think it might do. I think it might link to the house. But you have to go up some stairs at the back of the garage. You want to be carrying the shopping up. You're not kidding. When they moved there, they just had a baby. They've got two older sons who were considerably older. You know, like they were 15, 16 at the time. And they just had this baby and they had a buggy. And every time they had to get in and out of the house, you have to drag this buggy up and down the stairs. Those are very steep. I can assure you they are. I find that very steep. But worse than that, if you pan round fractionally, you can see the front garden and you can see what kind of incline that's on as well. And he gave up mowing that. The back garden's not as steep, but the back garden's got an incline as well. But I mean, it's beautiful. The back garden is beautiful. Looking at that, I think they have since had an extension. I think, yeah, when was that taken? Sometimes they actually give you a date, but I'm not seeing a date on that. But I think they've had an extension just behind the garage. But yeah, he doesn't do the front garden anymore. He gets a gardener in to do that, and I'm not surprised. It's beautiful, but... When something arrives, they bought this huge American-style fridge. No idea how they got that up there, but the deliverers took one look and just left it on the path. And he had to call them back. But I have no idea how they even got it through the front door. Because the front door is, you go up those steps and you need to turn left and then right. That is the very side of the front door that you see. So how you get stuff in there, I do not know. Definitely not for me. We like it nice and flat. Right. Stopping by after work for more photos. You can never have too many photos. You are going to look back on these photos and it's going to be amazing. It really is. I've actually contemplated doing that garage thing, you know, in our garage. It would work quite well because we've got garage doors that open outwards. I remember suggesting it to my mother. She was on about doing something with the garage and I made this suggestion and she went crazy with me. And she said, like, you never get planning permission for that. But if it's inside, I don't think you need it. As long as it's a certain distance from the edge of the property, hence the gap that they've got, I don't think you need it. And given that our washing machine and dryer's in there, imagine if anybody wants to steal them, that's up to them. But we did have to get them out because although they were in what we had a conservatory. So from my office, it would be through my office door, through the kitchen door, through the back door, and you could still hear the washer and dryer. I don't know if that's just a UK thing, but that was why they had to move. We did think about it very, very carefully. And the guy was saying, the guy that was building the extension was like, oh, you could put them in the kitchen. I mean, you should see the size of the kitchen. You're not getting a washer and dryer in the kitchen. It's kind of a galley style kitchen and it's got two fridges in it. That's it. More than that, we don't even, to get this second fridge in, we lost the cooker. We do have an alternative for the cooker, but pretty much everything's fresh. So we didn't particularly want to do that. Then he started going on about having an extension on the side of the house. And I said to Mike, can we just not put them in the garage and be done? But days like today where it's absolutely throwing it down and it's freezing out there, isn't the day to suggest that Mike does the washing? Let's just say that. If you're wondering why I don't do the washing, all of that went terribly wrong when I got confused between the dryer and the dishwasher. Well, they all look the same, don't they? Apparently, they don't all work the same. I get called in when there's something technically wrong with the washer. So Mike will say the washer's leaking and then I will get involved. But I'm a from the back with a screwdriver person and Mike's from the front with twiddling the knobs person. So he is actually the operator and I am the engineer. So I got dragged in and involved when it was to do with the sealant around the door. Ah, washer and dryer are the same. It's a combi. Ah, trouble with that is, though, then the washing and drying takes twice as long. I know you only need to stick it in and it comes out done, basically. Hello, Mrs. Simon. But no, we didn't go for that. I don't think we switched them at the same time. The issue was the dryer went. Now, was it the washer or the dryer? I think it was the dryer. The dryer went literally as Dad was seriously ill. And he was having carers coming in four times a day. And they needed towels, hot water and towels. It was like he was giving birth. Every time they came in, hot water and towels, please. And obviously, we needed to do the washing, keep all these things clean. And it went. And Mum was in a right state. And the thing at the time was, I don't know. Oh, I know why. I think it was Hot Point and possibly Indesit. They'd put a recall on a lot of the washers and dryers. And it was to do with they were setting on fire. So it was pretty serious business. Hello, Paul. And people who had older washers and dryers weren't bothering with this replacement thing that they were doing, where they were coming out and retrofitting stuff. They were going out and buying new washers and new dryers. So I said to Mum, not a problem. I said, let's just get a new one. You know, it's not working anyway. We're not going on some kind of 6-month waiting list for them to come out and have a look at it. And I'm whichever one it was important. So I said, it's fine. Leave it to me, I said. Famous last words. I gets onto the Currys website and I thought, they do next day delivery. How far wrong can I go? I thought, don't ask. I gets on there and I finds the model that will do. And she wasn't really that bothered, to be honest. It was just like, get me a washing machine. And I thought, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, easy. I can do that. I gets on there, finds something that looks reasonable, thinks, yeah, brilliant. She'll be fine with that. I then checks the price. She's happy with the price. All was well. Add to basket. And it said, you're in a queue. And I thought, for what? Why would you be in a queue when you've added it to the basket? And basically, it was like you paid a deposit. And then as they came in, you would get bumped up the queue. Well, how many people could be in the queue? 227. Best estimate, this was September, was like the following Christmas. I thought, you're kidding me. And I started looking around every website and at 227, not bad. Other people just wouldn't even entertain adding you to a queue. Well, I had to tell my mother, the air was blue. She was not happy. There was not a washing machine to be had. It was ridiculous. No washers, no dryers. I thought, I'll have to talk to them. So I gets on the phone to them and I said, you know, have you actually got one in stock? As I'm thinking to myself, and how do I get it to the house, even if they have? Because they're huge and they're heavy because they've got a breeze block in them. So I spoke to them. Yeah, we've got a couple on display, but we can't get rid of the display ones. By this time, the queue was like 390-odd. Are you in the queue? I said, yes. So I said, but the thing is, I need a working washer and I need a working dryer. And she was like, well, you've got to be in the queue with everybody else. And I said, we, you know, if I could get down there with a way to take the one off display, can I have the one off display? I'm desperate. And she's like, how desperate can you be for a washer and dryer? So I thought, OK, we'll go for the truth here, but we'll tart it up a bit. So I said, my father's dying with cancer and he has carers in four times a day. I said, no, I can't wash and dry a towel. If you can get down here, I'll get one for you. So I'm like, thank God. So I thought, I'll just have to go in my car. So I folded all of the seats down and I got a little truck with me and I got two huge planks of wood so I could hopefully get the trolley up the planks with the washer on it. So I said to Mum, coat, we're going. So we headed up there and gets there. She was really good, actually. She was really good. And she said, it's not the display model. I've just got the first one in the queue and given it to you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So we piled it into the back of the car. Well, they even brought it out to the car and he was like, this is going to be really heavy. And I said, yeah, I know, but it'll be fine. He said, yeah, I can get it in here, but what are you going to do at the other end? And I said, I'm going to worry about that when I get home at the other end. So we did. We got it in the car. So she jumped the queue by 227. And she was rather pleased. But, you know, the things you have to do. It should not be like that. I mean, other people. OK, our situation was, I think he died 10 days later. So it was pretty near the knuckle. But other people might have babies where they need to wash stuff. Why can you not just manufacture enough for people? Why does everything have to go on back order for the best part of the rest of your life? I cannot understand it. I blame Hotpoint for that by recalling all these machines. At least you got to speak to someone only because, Jonathan, that only happened because Curry's in Altrincham. You've probably driven past it. It's near the Cheshire Cheese, as was the pub on your right. John Ratcliffe Road? There's a retail park. You can see Homebase on the way past it, but only because Curry's that were there weren't Curry's. They were PC World at one point. And I had their phone number, a real phone number for the real location, because it was PC World. So when I tries to ring them, I gets put through to this central number where nobody knows anything and they're all from India anyway. So I'm looking at my address book and I thought, I just wonder if that phone number's the same number. So I rang it. And they answered and said, Curry's Altrincham. And I thought, oh, yes. So I said, I'm terribly sorry to bother you. Because obviously they're not in the book anymore. It just happened. That was happened to be a direct line. Never throw a phone number away, Jonathan. Even if the store shuts down, keep the number just in case. Why can't they sell the display ones? Probably because everything was on back order to such a degree. If they sold the display ones, they'd look like they were closing down because they would have been the only ones they had to sell. But it's ridiculous. The stock management is slim to non-existent everywhere you go. But luckily I'd kept that number and I actually have done that with the bank as well. The bank used to have a number where you rang and a person that you'd seen when you'd been in used to answer the phone, and now of course it's all call centers and stuff, so I kept the bank's number as well. You shouldn't have to do this. I know they must get a lot of calls that they consider to be idiotic, but have you noticed how many times you ring up these days and it says well, you're on hold for a start, and you're always on hold. No matter what, you are on hold. And then they say, have you checked out our FAQ on the website? And you're like, yes, 20 times. But they just keep you on hold and then read things to you endlessly. And that incenses me. It always used to work years ago. You used to ring up, speak to a real person, and away you went. I don't know why you can't do that anymore, but it doesn't seem to happen much, does it? Hello, Simon. I gotta give you my number. You call me when you're ready. Jonathan, never give them your number. Not after my trial with the bank. No, I never give them that. I do have some of them that say, you know, leave your number and we'll call you back. The only one I ever do that with is Apple, and, you know, it's an iPhone, so they've got my number anyway. And they do usually ring back within 30 seconds. And then they're paying for the call and seeing as though it's Ireland, I don't mind. So they're the only ones that I really do that with. A lot of the time, if it's something where I think it's going to be grief and it's a first pass at a problem. So I'm not at screaming pitch yet. I'm at calm and explaining pitch. I'll ask Mike to do it. It always ends better if he does it. But at the end of that call, if they've not given us what we want, then I tend to get involved. But I do give them a chance to do the right thing before I get on the phone and realign their expectations. But that usually happens. Seriously, I do that. When I went to my dentist, I had Mike do that. I said, you talk to them. They said, I can't talk to them. They're going to need to talk to you. And I went, no, you talk to them. I can't talk to them. And they were really good, actually, considering. They're obviously used to people who were less than thrilled at the prospect of seeing them. Let's put it like that. But once I got in, it was okay. I don't think Mike's been in since. He was with me when I had the operation, but apart from that, I don't think he's been in with me since. Ooh, Two Show Friday. Yes, Two Show Friday. And I've got a list of things here, some of which, not saying which, Jonathan, are on setup. Just saying. Yeah, one of my demos is going to have to be bumped to the following week. So I have got a slot if anybody's got anything. But say hello to Mummy and Daddy Isaacs. Has Daddy Isaacs appeared uninvited again yet? Good job you weren't up to no good. Good job you hadn't created a bubble with somebody, Jonathan. A bubble. Only Boris. Only Boris. What do I think of Photoshop camera? So far, so good. It was there at midnight. In fact, I was still there till 3 o'clock, half three, and it didn't appear. So I had to wait till I got up. Oh, I think I hear another crew member appear. Endo!
Hello.
How are you doing?
Fine.
How was your show?
Good.
Yes, well, I read out what it was, but I've totally forgotten now. It was Excel-ish.
What do you mean you've read out what it was?
I got the calendar out and read out to them what you were doing.
Oh. Yeah.
It was dashboardy something, yeah, wasn't it? Reports?
No.
Oh.
Pivot tables.
Oh, I'm sure the word report was mentioned.
You may have been building reports with pivot tables.
That was the one.
Right. I'll be back in a minute.
Dog's been good.
Yes, she's out there.
Yes, she is. She knew you were in there and she kept putting her ear to the door. Oh. It's like, I can hear Daddy, but I can't see him.
She probably knows a lot about pivot tables.
She knows probably more than your delegates about pivot tables. Once this week's enough. Oh, poor Daddy Isaacs. I'm sure he enjoyed his trip. Are you allowed to go that far yet? Our friends who, their daughter and son-in-law and two kids, are at the military base, are still not allowed there. Apparently it's 170 miles and that's too much. It only stays in portrait on the iPad. I'm not surprised at that. I think it was really only intended to work on the phone. Sometimes you can't even get these things installed on the iPad. Not tried it on the iPad yet, but will do. If I install one more piece of software today, I think I will go absolutely crazy. But all will be revealed about that tomorrow. Well, I was going to say marooned, but no, in after hours. Yes, it's been a busy old day. In fact, it was a busy old day and a busy old night. But I think I'm... No. I'm not even going to say on the home straight. There is some idiot just gone past outside and they're jogging. Honestly, you should see the weather. When Mike comes in and he holds onto the mic, I'm going to take a picture of the weather and you can see why I'm going out in it at the moment. Not a good idea. It's horrific out there and somebody's just jogged past. Have they never heard of a treadmill or something and be done with it? I'll try it on the iPad because there are people who have an iPad and not an iPhone. Is it out today for Android or is it just an iOS thing? Android, Photoshop. camera. Let's have a look. Yes, it is out on Android. But is it just phones? Because if it is, I don't have an Android phone, but I do have two Android tablets. Not a particularly outdoorsy comment. What? You mean, why haven't you got a treadmill? No. Outdoors is overrated today. Let's put it like that. Let's have a look. It doesn't say. It just says it was announced in November, which it was. That's Adobe for you. Talking of which, they're having another announcement in 4 days, I think. But that'll probably get lost in all the talk about the new iMac. Who's seen the pickies? Who wants one? This is what came out today. I think it looks like the monitor, the expensive one with the leg. That was another, was it a grand and a half? They're banking on a 23-inch rather than a 21.5. No mention on the 27. But as I mentioned yesterday, there is a beautiful HP Envy that's got a 32-inch screen. I'm thinking it's about time they did something about that. But I looked at the picture just under the bit where it says Sonny Dixon. And would Apple go for that? It looks very industrial. And there's no Apple logo on the front. I looked at it and my first thought was, I need that monitor lowering. I'm not at all sure that would go on the desk. I'm not. A lot of people seem to want their monitor higher. I just lower the chair. Makes it easier. Have you seen the link for the iMac, Mike?
No.
Go and have a look at the link. I did think when I saw the Surface Studio that the iMac did look old and tired. But now I've seen that, if that's what's coming, I'm not 100% sold on that either. But rumour has it, 23-inch screens. And to be honest, that's a rumour I would tend to believe, because you'd get that from suppliers. If they don't have the 21.5-inch anymore, if they're fitting 23s, that's going to be pretty much a given. So what do we think? Bad posture with monitor higher, better for your neck with a lower monitor.
It looks flat, or is that just a mock-up?
I think that is basically the new monitor, but they've saying it's an iMac. I think there'd be a logo on it somewhere. But the leg just looks a bit...
in midair.
Well, there's room for branding on that, isn't there?
Yeah. So we're not going to get the shelf thingy. Is it called a shelf? This thing?
The leg.
The leg.
Well, yes, that's the leg you're looking at the bottom. But it looks very industrial. If you look up Apple Monitor... I'm not sure what the... Do they have a name for that other than Apple Monitor? The Pro Display XDR. This rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? On Apple's site, if you go and have a look at that... Oh, that's psychedelic. Ye gods. It's basically that. Is there a side view of it?
What does iPad Pro Design Language mean?
Your guess is as good as mine. Yeah, if you go and have a look at it, it would have at the back, there is a side-on view. Let me grab that side-on view, because I think the back of that monitor is absolutely hideous. But the side view, it looks a little bit like the articulated arm one. Do you remember the ad where it stuck the DVD tray out?
Yeah.
It looks a bit like that. That would have some degree of manipulation on it. I'm not liking the look of it, though. I didn't actually appreciate that monitor when they released it. I thought it did look very industrial. It looked square. The back of it was not pretty. In no way, shape or form does that actually look nice to me. I was hoping for something that would be more... What's the word, Mike? More fitting with kind of an office rather than an industrial space.
I presume 23-inch is the starting point.
I would presume so. They need to differentiate the size of the iMacs from the iPads, don't they? Although I've been saying forever you could get away with a 17-inch iPad. One day we'll get there, I'm telling you. We will. but in Apple's time, not our time. You know, I've sent this up to Droppler. I'm supposed to have the link, and Droppler's saying it's not there. It's lying, obviously. Let's have a look. Tell me you're it. You are not it. Never had one of those days.
Maybe it's going to support the pencil. iPad Pro-like design language.
No, Mike. Oh, come on.
Maybe the on-off button's going to be at the top.
No, they wouldn't do that, would they? Would they? It probably won't be an on-off button. You probably just look at it and it turns on. Oh, I've managed to crash Droppler now. I'm not having the best of days with software. It's driving me insane.
No more Fusion Drive. Well, that's a blessing.
Oh, you're not kidding. Fusion Drive, spawn of the devil. Spawn of the devil. Do you know, if that did upload, it's not telling me it uploaded. Every Fusion Drive I ever bought, and this wasn't because I wanted it, this was because there was no choice, has died. Every one has had to go back and be replaced, or it's still in the machine because I can't get it out. That's what it looks like. Commercial, professional. I don't think it looks professional. I think it looks industrial. And I'd like it to look more elegant. That's what I want. I felt when I looked at the Surface Studio, it was elegant. This double pivoting neck thing for a start. Not that I thought I would use it greatly. And it could have done with more manoeuvrability to take it higher. But it was classy. And this looks very industrial. Like the slab look of the iPhone 4. I just don't think it looks as classy as it could look. Now, maybe when you get your hands on it, it's got a totally different feel to it. But looks wise, I don't think it's the best. So if the iMac looks like that, I don't actually think you're gaining that much. I mean, can you imagine an iMac hung off there like that, Mike? I don't think that's particularly classy.
No.
I know you don't see the back of it and stuff. And the other problem I'd have with that is these little shelves that I have hanging off it with all of my stuff on. I do not want to have to put those somewhere. My normal monitors, I actually have blue tacked onto the back of them. The controls for my lights, at least I know where they are. I haven't done that with my iMac, although I would be prepared to blue tack a hard drive to the back of it. An SSD wouldn't take much. I'm not taken with the look of it, let's put it like that. So it's going to depend on... Thing is, you wouldn't buy an old one, would you? So if that's what they look like, then you're pretty much stuck with it. Unless you go to this HP Envy that Mike hasn't actually seen yet. I'll get the link for that.
I'm going back through the chat, and all I'm seeing is Kim talking about Boris and sex and the priest.
Who wasn't talking about Boris and sex? I was saying, guess who rang me and got on my nerves within 2 seconds, and she was straight there. She totally knew. My mail's been hacked. Oh, no, it hasn't. Anyway, Kathy did ring him, and she's managed to persuade him that it's not been hacked. So peace reigns for 5 minutes. Until something else happens. So Paul doesn't think it'll look exactly like the display XDR. I agree with you. I don't think it'll look exactly the same. But I think they'd probably want it to have a hat tip to it. One, I mean, I don't actually have a problem with the way the iMac looks now. But the issue is, it's looked like that since 2012. And even then, the only difference was how narrow it got in 2012. So in terms of metal front, black bezel screen, it's probably looked the same since 2009. And
does that matter?
I agree with you, Mike. I don't think it does. You know, if it works, leave it alone.
Yeah, it's come out to my way of thinking.
But, and here's the problem, all of the reviewers are saying, and the look of it looks very tired. And I know Apple shouldn't be, that's the tail wagging the dog, but you know Apple, they want people to say it's new and it's fabulous. And reviewers make their money by having new and fabulous to show people.
It's not looking tired.
It is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a limit to what you can actually do with it, given that it's a computer and it needs a screen, and the monitor and keyboard are separate to start with.
You can make the bezel smaller. Maybe that's what they mean by the iPad
Well, you say you can make the bezel smaller, but again, there is a limit on how small you can make the bezel because it's actually stuck on with glue. So you could probably halve it, but it needs to have a certain surface area to actually stick because it's you can't screw it on. Mm. So, and when this model first came out, you'll love this. This is why my desk's empty every night. Somebody bought an iMac and put it on their desk. And I think it was within the first month of using it, they came in the next morning and the front had fallen off. And Apple wouldn't believe them. So after that, I thought, don't leave anything in front of the iMac overnight. So pretty much my desk is empty all the time, just in case the front decides to tip this way. I'm not sure how much of the innards came out with it, but it there was pictures and it wasn't pretty. But, you know, if you make the bezel smaller, you're putting more stress on the area that's left, unless you have a completely different way of doing it. And what nobody has mentioned in relation to this, redesign of the iMac, Mike, does nothing come to mind? By comparison to the redesign, the last time it was redesigned.
No.
Johnny. Not our Johnny, obviously.
Oh, Johnny, yeah, Johnny's not there.
Johnny's left. So will that have an impact? I mean, it must do. Somebody else must be there trying to be the new Johnny, wanting to stamp their look on it.
Wasn't Johnny working for Apple? Didn't he have Apple as a customer?
That was the story.
Timmy should be begging him.
To what?
Oh, Johnny. That reminds me.
We're back to Boris and the one person you can have sex with.
Johnny, design me a new iMac, Johnny. Please, Johnny.
Kim says 3M has surely discovered some new glue. The thing is, whatever you put on this thing, somebody's going to have to take it off at some point to replace broken hard drives and things. Why don't you just make it that you can take the back off? You know, like we used to. They actually do sell kits. I've looked at these for obvious reasons. My iMac's dead. And it comes with a knife, and the knife has a certain size of blade. So you... And there's also what looks like a guitar pick with it. You put the pick under the corner of the screen, and then you get this blade and you run this blade all the way around. And that seems to cut through this fine foam. It's probably no more than like a millimetre and a half. And it cuts through it. When you've got the front off, you're then supposed to peel off the rest of what's left, the residue. And then you buy a kit. And I think the kit's about £10 to £12. And this kit is basically the glue again. So it's double-sided sticky foam thing. And you put that on. There's pre-cut holes in it. So it goes around the screw holes that hold the actual screen on underneath the plastic. And then you put the plastic back. That's a whole faff. But that's what you've got to do. So
can I just get giddy?
Go on.
Toblerone's back at £3.
Oh my. Does that mean the crisis is over? Or is this so you can give it to the person you want to entice into your bubble? Boris's bubble.
Oh, Boris's bubble.
Boris's bubble. There's a title for the show. Boris's bubble. Do we put Boris's sex bubble or just Boris's bubble?
Well, I was going to say I want to entice you into my bubble, but then you mentioned sex.
No, we don't do that business. Oh, no. You've got time for that, malarkey. We'll just say Boris's bubble then. Right, so Anthony says, because mine's on an arm, I regularly adjust it. Don't like touching the glass. It marks tend to hold onto its chin and adjust it. I do that. I do clean it. It does seem to attract, one, dust, but also like what I would call sparklies on the outside, where it's maybe like a speck of water or something. And when you move something on the screen, it kind of sparkles behind it. But the best stuff, I actually paid Apple prices for a bottle of cleaner. It was called iClean. £20. I still have some of this left because it's more expensive than liquid gold. But we had a pound shop nearby, like one of these dollar bin shops. And they sold a kit, and it came with a cloth and some spray stuff. And I think there was something else in it. It was a brush to do your keyboard with. So I said, I'm going to try that for a pound. You know, I can clean keyboards with that and leave the good stuff for the screens. And I had a laptop, and I'd done it with the decent stuff. And yes, it worked. But it kept getting dirty with it being a laptop. So I thought, I'm going to try this cheap stuff. So I sprayed it onto the cloth. I don't ever spray it onto the screen. I spray it onto the cloth. And I went over the front with it. Oh, you should have seen the mess. It was just streaky as anything. I thought, oh, I'm never going to get that clean. So I'm reading the instructions, and it said, leave it until it dries, and it'll dry to a kind of very fine powdered look. And I thought, yep, I've got the streaky powdered look. Right, part three, what do I do with it now? And then it said, use the cloth and just dust off it, this powdered thing. It was fantastic. It was like new. And I thought, whoa. So we went back to the pound shop and we bought them out, which was just as well because this pound shop closed down then. Somebody said to me, how do you get your stuff so clean? There's never a mark on it. And I said, you just need this stuff from the pound shop. Now it's for sale, exactly the same thing on Amazon, £18 a bottle. And I got it for a pound. The guy at the Apple store just used alcohol. Well, I have got isopropyl alcohol, but as we've discussed, you can't buy that anymore because people keep drinking it. Yeah, if you could not drink my screen cleaner, I'd be very much obliged. But you can't buy that anymore. Best screen cleaner, a microfiber cloth. I do have plenty of microfiber cloths. Thing is, over here, a microfiber cloth's going to cost you at least £2. So the fact that this had the cleaner, the brush and the microfiber cloth for a pound was a great deal to start with, even if the cleaner had been useless. But the cleaner was fantastic. What I will say about it was the bottle it was in was pretty poor. But I actually bought three bottles, just empty bottles that you would buy for cosmetics. And I refilled these from these cheap bottles and I threw the cheap bottles away. And now they look incredibly elegant. Unicorn tears. Yeah, I can only imagine how much they would cost though, Anthony. What are we all like with our kit? And somebody said you could clean it with eyeglass cleaners, which I managed to get quite inexpensively, which obviously you can. Pretty much my desktop. I'd probably use the cheaper one on my desktop. But it does clean up the Apple screens, the shiny ones, very well. And it also cleans up the two that I've got on the side, which are matte monitors. First time I noticed that was on my laptop. It must have been... must have been the 17-inch one. I went for the shiny one. At the time, there was a choice, and I went for the shiny one because that was the new one, and it worked really well. But I had one finger mark on it, just one, and I didn't want to clean it because I thought, I don't want to mess up the rest of it. But in the end, I did, and it was fine with this new stuff. I've never actually had anything that doesn't work to some degree. It's just some of it works better than the rest. But I agree with you with the microfiber cloth. But pretty much a thinner one seems to work better than the thicker microfiber cloths, which are a bit more like a towel. Your eye doctor gives you cleaner refills for free. Wow, gosh, ours doesn't. The only thing we get free, or the only thing I get free, I don't know if you get this, Mike, is tiny little tubes of toothpaste samples.
Where from?
Well, I don't mean the eye doctor, the dentist. No. Oh, I always ask for a couple. Okay. Because I put them in a box. I've got a tiny, tiny sandwich box. And it's got in my interdental brushes. So when I go out, remember those days, I would pop this box into my handbag with me. And I wanted to have toothpaste in there to use with the interdental brushes. But I wanted it to match the toothpaste that I had. And they had some Oral-B and that wasn't what I used. What do we use?
Colgate,
that's the one. So I wanted Colgate. So I'm sniffing around all the samples and said, have you got any Colgate? That's the one I prefer. And I'm thinking, they must be thinking like, what you're doing with it. If you know what you prefer, why do you need a sample? But I then explained because she said, you are using your interdental brushes, aren't you? So I said to the dental assistant, just take that box out of my handbag. And she picked this box out and there were all the interdental brushes in all the colours with the little tube of toothpaste. So a big tube wouldn't fit into the box, but the little ones do. So she always manages to give me two or three of the little ones. Clear screen. Now that looks possible. Let's have a look. Was it iClear? Not iClean. Let me have a look. I know exactly where it is in the drawer. I've still got some left after all that time. It might be. Let me have a look. Let me have a look. Not that one. Oh, come on. Need to go in the other drawer, Mike. Not that drawer. Why is it always the last drawer? There it is. There it is. Right. No, it was iClean by... what does that say? Can't see a thing in here, Mike. It's that dark.
Shall I turn the light?
I don't believe it was June, would you? Monster. Monster iClean, it was called. The bottle looks very similar to that, just not as tall. That says 8 ounces in it. What's in here? I don't think it says. Oh, no, hang on. 200 millilitres. I don't know what that is in real money. 0.75 fluid ounces. There you go. So almost the same, fractionally less than that, but I paid 20 quid for that. What can I say? It was a long time ago, and I wouldn't do anything that silly anymore. Just buy cheap stuff now. So Kim always gave out a brush, floss, toothpaste and whatever else. Ooh, no, we get one little brush, because the first time I went in, they were not coming near me with a brush. No to interdental brushes. And she persuaded me little by little to get a brush near me. And they were teepees, but I don't like them. I don't like the metal part of a teepee. I much prefer, what are they called? I'm trying to think where I've got a box of them. And I do have a box of them, but not there. I can't remember what they're called, but they're rubber. So they're just nice. Natural screen cleaner, eco and vegan friendly. Is this for those over-enthusiastic Apple users who lick the screen? I know a few like that. I would never have thought to look for something that was vegan friendly. I'll just say, never. No. But who knows what's in these things? I've actually thought, are you looking at your Tesco order, Mike?
No, Asda order.
Oh, right. Have they got any hand sanitizer in yet?
I'll have a look.
Because we're supposed to have been making it at like millions of bottles a week, and I've not seen any advertised in months.
It's because it's all going to places like AstraZeneca.
That's true.
I'll have a look. We've got till 10 o'clock.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, is it coming tomorrow? Join the show.
It's coming tomorrow.
Show and the quiz.
Yeah. Between 8:30 and 9:30 tomorrow.
It's a busy time for you, that. Busy, yeah. Busy time. We have the circle quiz tomorrow. And obviously I won't be at the circle quiz. I'll be with you guys.
I'll have to do it on my own.
You'll have to do the circle quiz on your own, Mike. Mind you, you can swear blind that I'm not there and we can use the hive mind of the backbiters. Do we all want to do the quiz tomorrow? Kim's asked the most important point. Did you get the Toblerone?
It's in the basket.
Is the Toblerone in the basket? Now you're limited to three.
I don't know.
Well, how many did you put in?
I can't remember.
You can't remember how many Toblerones.
Oh, I think I put three in. Because I put some other stuff in as well.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to have to investigate this before 10 o'clock tonight.
Right.
Make sure that things are coming for me. I think Apple sell that iClear stuff. I don't know. I haven't decided yet, Mike. It's hot and muggy considering it's raining outside.
I know it is.
It's horrible.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's got hotter since you came in.
Yeah. Because I'm hot stuff. It's the mention of sex in the chat.
Is that actually on the BBC headline?
Boris.
Boris.
It wasn't me that said it, it was Kim.
I think you'll find it was Boris.
Is your Prime Minister sanctioning sex?
Yes, pretty much. How many kids has he got? Wasn't it 9 at the last count?
Is your President sanctioning sex?
Oh, Mike. Oh, no, bleach eyes, bleach, no.
And I mean Trump, not the Catanian's president.
No, I'm sure he never did. No, no. Mind you, he's supposed to have had that many women, isn't he? Well, he's rich, isn't he? Because there'd be no other reason. Oh, no, Mike. Oh, no, now I feel sick. Oh, crying out loud. I'm not seeing that on our news. I reckon it was yesterday when he was talking about this bubble.
I think Kim's got confused with Trump.
No. I reckon Boris said it because you know what a barn pot he is.
Simon, the Toblerone is at Asda.
Oh, Anthony, who put that? I hope it all blows over. You don't say blows over. My word, I'm starting to fancy Matt Hancock. No! Every time they put somebody up from the government, I'm like, ah, oh, more idiotic than the last one. No, that's the last thing I would think of. Let me look up Boris's bubble and see what it says. I'm sure the idea was, here we go. Single people can stay the night with loved ones. I think he means parents, like Jonathan going home, rather than a hookup.
Or Daddy Isaac's coming over here.
Daddy Isaac's hasn't been back since. Jonathan says once a week's enough. Who can create a support bubble? Mr. Johnson said the new... Who's Mr. Johnson? He's Boris. The new rule is not designed for people who don't qualify to start meeting inside, because that remains against the law. One part of the bubble has to be a single household or be a single parent to children aged under 18. This does not apply to grandparents who live together, people living in houses of multiple occupancy, such as flat shares, or to couples who already live together. Those who are shielding cannot be advised to form a bubble. This is what Kath was going on about last night. Kath has two daughters, Kaz and Lisa, and Lisa is the one on the military base. And unless, I think it was Kaz that put it up, that unless she was a single mother, she wouldn't qualify to go and create a bubble with her own sister because she lives with her mum and dad. But if she lived on her own, then she would. They're just making it more and more complicated.
All I can find is antibacterial hand wash.
I don't want hand
wash. Which isn't hand sanitizer.
No, I want hand sanitizer. Otherwise, I spend half my day in the bathroom. Because if I'm going to do an unboxing tomorrow, it's going to need to be deloused, and so am I. Should I do the unboxing? Some of it's already unboxed. Some of it you've seen a photograph of, and I must say, none of you are anywhere near even warm, and I can't believe that. Having said that, Mike actually saw me unbox the item, and when I showed him the picture that I sent you, he had no idea what it was. I said, Mike, it's there. It was like 3 foot from him, and he went, oh, right. But do have a few more guesses before all is revealed tomorrow. It might be revealing quite a bit tomorrow, actually, on thinking about it. I'm thinking of things that I can reveal. Like who's in my Boris bubble. Oh, Mike, you do realise what could happen, don't you?
No.
This does qualify to be a bubble. Let's just gauge his reaction here. Right, somebody who lives on their own, who would qualify to spend the night here with us.
My mother.
Your mother.
No, she's shielding.
Oh, good point. No, she doesn't qualify. In that case, we don't know anybody. Oh, Jonathan! Jonathan will qualify.
Rachel.
Yeah, she might want to go with the other parents. You can only go with one. This is the problem of having so many sets of parents.
Be a tug of war then, won't it?
No, I don't think Rachel would qualify because she's on the front line.
True.
She posted a photograph of herself yesterday. She's gone back to her original speciality, which is invasive... What would you call it? Invasive endoscopy. And she put this picture of herself up. She'd been in PPE for 6 hours. You should have seen her face. There's bruises across her head, her nose, both cheeks. And she said she'd drunk 4 glasses of water straight and she was on to the fifth. So everybody else who's out there, they're not having picnics today, are they? Look at that weather, Mike. No picnics today. I did say I was going to post a picture. So I'm going to get my camera. Mike's going to keep you entertained at explaining about Boris's bubble.
Boris's bubble?
Who would you like to be in Boris's bubble for you, Mike?
Lola.
I don't think she counts because she's COVID free.
No, okay then.
Let me get a picture of this beautiful weather we've got. I noticed the windows are shut today, Mike.
The window was open this morning at 6 o'clock.
I didn't leave it open.
No, I opened it because it was warm and then it got cooler. In fact, it got that cool that it was blowing, so I shut it.
Right, let's have a look. Oh, yes. One, you can see the fabulous cloud. And two...
You can see your clouds.
You can see the rain on the window. Oh, look at that. Flaming June. Not. Right, let's see if I can get that on Droppler. Yes, come on, today. Do the Droppler dance. See, it goes up to Droppler,
so
okay?
Kim's found the headline.
Ooh, right.
Boris lifts sex ban, sort of.
Oh, for crying out loud. I do apologise.
That's the headline.
I do apologise to everybody not in the UK for the state of our papers and the way they have to express things.
Kim only saw the headline.
So I don't think that's what he meant, but they've actually put partially lifting the sex ban. What sex ban? Has there been a sex ban? I want to live somewhere else. I want to live somewhere where the press have responsibility.
You want to live in a bubble?
Yes, I want to live in a bubble, but not Boris's bubble. God, words fail me. Right, come on, come on. Have I got the right link? Oh, are you going to do this for me? Come on, let's see the beautiful weather. Oh, yes, I think that picks it up nicely, including the idiot in the lower left that's parked on the pavement. And I do mean all of the pavement. And the fact that both bollards are still vertical. Can't say fairer than that for a picture on a Thursday night, can you? There we go. You should stop reading our newspapers at the headline. The headline kind of sums up the story, but I wasn't aware there was a sex ban. Just me, then. It brings the government's stance closer to that of Holland, where single people have been advised to find, and I quote, lockdown sex buddies. What for? No, Mike, don't even start to
sex,
explain.
What do you think?
Crying out loud. Oh, I mean, seriously.
We'll be taken off the air if we keep going.
No, we can do what we like. We're not on YouTube. YouTube True. Might take us down.
We run the radio station. We can say what we like.
We can. Oh, I give up. I really do. I give up. You can guarantee if it's in the headline of a UK paper, it's complete toss. No, it's a social bubble. Others have clearly interpreted that fractionally differently. But when you actually look at it, it says, how might it work? You're talking about grandparents. It says a grandparent who lives alone would be able to form a bubble with one of their children, which means they could go see them and interact with the grandchildren as normal. A single parent could form a bubble with a parent or family so they can interact as normal. Two single people who both live on their own could form a bubble. And a couple who do not live together could form a bubble, but only if they both live alone. It's too complicated for people. Oh, here you go. Who can't create a support bubble? Not designed for people who don't qualify to start meeting inside because that remains against the law. One part of the bubble has to be a single household or a single parent. Does not apply to grandparents who live together. People living in houses of multiple occupancy. And you can't be shielding. It's too complicated. Just a yes or a no would do. But because you're never going to accommodate, are you, everybody's specific circumstances.
No.
So to do something like that, somebody's going to fall through the cracks and they're going to feel even more isolated because other people can form bubbles and they can't. Just keep it simple. I'm liking Simon's explanation. Overcomplicated twaddle. Yes, we have been the worst, haven't we? There was a story the other day, something like 357 deaths in the UK and 330 in the rest of Europe. In the whole of Europe in a day. And yeah, it's not been great. And somebody else came out and said, if we'd gone into lockdown a week earlier, over 20,000 lives would have been saved. Now, you and I went into lockdown on the 6th of March.
Yeah.
So we were way ahead of the curve, literally. We went into lockdown 17 days before you actually needed to. Just think how many lives we've saved. Because if the R rate was 2. If it was 1, it was 300. So if the R rate was 2, yeah, possibly 600 people did not get infected because we weren't out. Kim says America's response is currently worse. Is it? I get confused over there. So Anthony says he thinks Chris Whitty was saying it was his regret they didn't go into lockdown earlier. Well, you know, it was his call. And I remember thinking around the end of February, let's just go into lockdown. When you look at where New Zealand are at now, they were right, weren't they? And they've still got their borders shut, which, fair play to them, they've kicked it out. So just us, as idiots, as usual. And now there's talk of a second wave in the autumn. The children are not going back to school. So Kim asked about this about 10 days ago. The children were supposed to be back in school a week last Monday, 1st of June. And there's no way the schools were ready for it. No way at all. The next date they gave them was the 8th, which was last Monday. And still people are not sending their kids to school. So then they gave them the 15th, which is next Monday. But they've now decided that some won't get back at all until October. So the government have eased off the pressure. You know, it's still that's what they would like them to do. But they've eased off the pressure. So the kids aren't going back, which is pretty much what we all said about a month ago when Boris was banging on. But now he's turned his attention to Boris's bubbles, maybe because of some bubbles in the schools. You can't go to the beauty shop here, but it's okay to yell at the police on the street with no mask. This is where I get confused. I see different countries and I see like the protests for the Black Lives Matter. And I think over here that was against the law, but nobody actually did anything about it. You still can't have a haircut, but you can be out protesting with no masks on and nobody's arresting you. When I see that, I just assume over here that that's because we're stupid. But when I see it in other countries, I think, is that allowed? Is it not allowed? Can they just not stop it where they are? And then, you know, you say something like that and it's like, wow, I can understand the anger and wanting to protest. I just can't understand being willing to risk your life for it right now in these circumstances. But it's happening over here. What people have taken to doing now is putting scarves over the faces of statues. They're calling them symbols of slavery or like dodgy opinions like Baden-Powell. And they're putting scarves over their faces and hanging placards around their necks. But some of them are taking them away. So all of that's got to be dealt with in the middle of the pandemic crisis as well. It's as if people have forgotten we're in the middle of a pandemic, to be honest, isn't it? Not great, but the doctors were in the streets protesting. It's such a mixed message. Exactly. I'm beginning to understand the people who were talking about the behavioural psychologists. Because at the beginning, when they were saying, like, oh, people won't want to be in lockdown, I'm like, but they'll know that it's serious and they'll die if they're not. So, of course, they will. And now I'm beginning to understand. Yeah, people are far more stupid than I gave them credit for, is the upshot of it all. I was thinking everyone was fairly savvy when it came to looking after their own health, but apparently not. So Simon says he thinks the situation in the US with different federal rules will be rumbling on for longer than it should. Well, I agree with that one. That's all very strange to us over here. But we see it. We see like a small version of that when you look at what Wales, Northern Ireland and Scotland are doing. And they are not in step with the UK. In fact, there was a story on the BBC that said one weekend, and I think it was Wales, turned away 8,000 cars with people who decided they were going to Wales for the day. Not comprehending it's a different country and the rules were different, so they shut the roads. Which, fair play to them. I'm glad that they did that. It's a shame they had to send them back into England where we are. Because we're not that far from Wales, so I hope they weren't going past here. So someone said having some states with no restrictions and as little as having an area of a swimming pool, you're liking that, Simon. But Kim says we don't know the long term effects getting this virus will be. You could see a lot of problems years down the road. That is very, very true. I remember watching a documentary about 9/11 and it yes, it touched on what had actually happened, but the essence of the documentary was about all the illnesses that the first responders got afterwards. And it was to do with the dust that they'd inhaled. And it wasn't just first responders, human first responders. A lot of the dogs that they sent in to try and find survivors had exactly the same illnesses. And it was heartbreaking to see that these people, you know, had actually rushed to the scene to help people. Cancer was the main thing, but there were respiratory issues, and they happened like 10 years later, 15 years later. You really don't know. That's what I was saying about the vaccine they're supposed to be working on. It's all very well saying, oh, this would normally take 5 years and we're going to do it in 5 weeks. Yeah, but, you know, some of that time, the 5 years, would have been testing it. And you can say, well, we tested it and the person didn't drop dead. No, but you didn't see what the impact was 12 months later. You can't circumvent that. So look at chickenpox and now we get shingles. The virus could have effects we don't know about. Totally agree. And, you know, you listen to the government are saying we're listening to the scientists. And then I see what they do and I wonder, did the scientists say that? Because if they do, then I'd have to blame the scientists as well. I'm not sure I saw the story of Red Bandana Man. Usually what happens, Simon, is I see programmes coming on around the anniversary time and I kind of pick up one or two of them. I'm not too sure I've ever... Not a whole programme about it, but I will look it up now. Oh, you can go to your hairdressers. They wear masks, gloves and gowns. Oh, no, we can't. They're still closed. First time they'll be open, and this is assuming that nothing else happens, will be the 4th of July, which is that a Saturday or a Monday?
Monday. No, it's not. It's a Saturday.
A Saturday. Well, that seems an odd day. Tracy's been trimming her fringe. The rest is a disaster. It can't be that bad.
Mine's a disaster.
Yours is growing outwards, isn't it? Not downwards. But gravity will take over in the end, Mike. Anyway, I think it's a cool look. Just think, you'll never have hair this long ever again. So enjoy it. That's what I've been trying to tell him. So Deb says,
I guess I should be grateful I've still got hair, looking at photos on Facebook of some of my school friends.
Exactly, so stop moaning. So Deb says hubby has a friend who was a first responder and died from what he was exposed to when he was fairly young. That is probably, he was probably included in the programme that I watched. You're looking at them and, you know, very few of them were actually over 40. It was horrific. But the things, when you think about the size of the Twin Towers and how much computer equipment was in there, I kind of related it to another story that was talking about very rare metals. And there's a company in the UK who is taking any old kit and extracting these rare metals. One of them is to do with the movement of magnets in a hard drive. And they're hoping within the year to be able to reclaim and therefore recycle 25% of the UK's demand for this rare metal. But when those towers came down, all of those metals, ingredients, all went into the air and were probably that tiny that you breathed them in and didn't even know. And to be honest, even if you did know, you couldn't leave people and not try and help. You would try and help and just cover your face with what you could. Having been someone who was in a fire, though, it's the smoke that gets you, isn't it? Mm. As you well know. You got outside and I was coughing it up for days. Literally, kind of a black dust every time you coughed. It was horrible. And then it wasn't kind of a serious fire. I mean, the place didn't burn down to the ground. Not for lack of trying on Mother's part. But it didn't. And she was as bad, wasn't she? She was holding on to oxygen for days on end. Paul says he doesn't have enough hair to worry about it. We could ship you some in from Mike. There you go. Oh, that's horrible, Kim. Some of the National Guard have gotten COVID from the protesters. I mean, the protesters just shouldn't. No, just not on any planet. Ludicrous. Oh, Barney's going to the groomers. So 2 pages of instructions for dropping him off and picking him up. Wow.
Oh, I saw a Kiva dog this morning.
Tracy says she's just posted a selfie. Is this in Slack? I'm going to go and have a look. Is it in Slack? I see something in random. On Slack, right, where is it? Is it in the thread? Right. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it. Where is it? In random. Right, I'm in random. I don't see it. I see...
McJim was the last one.
McJim was the last one at 3:08 last night.
Well, maybe it's still working its way through.
No, this night. Maybe it's this not night. Arrived. I'll tell you what, I'm going to close Slack and go into it again.
Probably stuck in cyberspace.
It's stuck in Slack space. Are you in the Slack app?
No, use the website.
I'm in the app and I don't see it. Oh no, Tracy, it's not come through. I'm going to keep my eye on random. There you go. No, I've got a link to Half and Half with the coffee creamer thing. I've got nothing else. So hopefully it will come through to random. I need to see this. There it is. Whoa, it's just come through. There's nothing wrong with that. Look at that. Look at that smile. I'm actually liking the fringe. This will just be lockdown hair. But that's really good. I'm liking that. Mine's probably... how long is mine? Probably about 15 inches. So at the back, it's getting long. At the top, I've left it alone. I've left it alone, but I just love the look on your face, the eyes. That looks fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. I think it's looking cool. Shall we take a picture of yours later? He's not saying yes. Have you noticed that? He's being very quiet.
No, I'm not. I'm changing the Slack link. Expires today.
Oh, that's not good. That looks fantastic. I think you look great, Tracy.
You should see the
back and the general.
I'm going to give it a love.
Everybody loves it. You're going to have to stick with it. That is brilliant. Brilliant. It's nothing that can't be dealt with. With it all stuck out. We'll do that properly for tomorrow. There you go. I shall put it on a slide. I could then trim it, couldn't I?
What? On the slide? Use the crop tool in
it. No, I meant a pair of scissors, but if you would prefer me to do it virtually,
I'll get around to it.
On that note, I will make mention. It's come through twice now, Tracy. Excellent. I'll put love on that one as well. It's definitely here now. Fantastic. On that note, Two Show Friday tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I've got lots of work to do before then. And the office looks like a bomb has hit it. For good reasons that you will discover tomorrow. Now, don't forget to give it at least one more guess on the mystery item. I'll read out your best suggestions on the mystery item. So go back into, I think it was Tech Chat, wasn't it? Because it is a techie item, potentially. Yes, it's in Tech Chat. Go and have a look. We've got 12 replies on that at the moment. We're on to talking about UV lights. Is it something with a magnetic strip? No, it's not got a magnetic strip. Can honestly say definitely not, for a very good reason. There you go, there's a bit of a clue. For a very good reason, it does not have a magnetic strip. I'm saying no more. All will be revealed tomorrow night in Matt Bites After Hours. But for the moment, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.